Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. Conversation.
Yeah, let's do it.
We are back with another episode of Sundays, and I'm excited to talk about this topic because I feel like Sarah and I both have just been really focused on our like financial well-being, and we're both married to people who really appreciate having strong financial literacy. So we love this topic.
I know. And I think it's something that's like very important and needs to be discussed. I mean, yeah, we can talk about the Kardashians, but I do think we also need to talk about this because this is something very important. And it's like a very real change that is happening or is going to happen or it's starting to happen and it is going to affect our lives. So it's definitely something that we should talk about. And I do think that financial literacy is not really spoken about. It's not taught in schools. And like the only way you can learn about it is by listening to other people or teaching yourself. And I do think that it's a very important thing to know in your life, especially as an adult.
Yeah, for sure. So today we're diving into the recession, what it means, kind of like what we're doing to prepare and just kind of looking ahead, especially since the holidays are coming. We work in influencer marketing. Like, what does that even look like for us? But just like a quick overview, a recession basically is like a period of economic downturn, like economic decline, basically.
Yeah, the slowing down of an economy in layman's terms, in the easiest terms.
Yeah, and so that affects
that happens with market. A lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, it affects how we are consuming our everyday goods. It affects jobs. I feel like we were coming out of college during the last recession, so we didn't really feel it quite as much as maybe people who are older than us. But this will be like our first one where we're full on adulting and living through it. So it'll be interesting.
That's so true. Like the biggest one happened in 2008. And I agree, like we were still in college and we did not know how to get through a recession or what it even entailed. But I totally agree. This is when we're full on adults and we can actually prepare for it and be ready for it this time.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so like let's talk about like how are we preparing?
So I kind of want to add though, I do want to say like a lot of people think that the recession is a bad thing. It can be if you're not prepared. And I think that's why we want to try to talk about it. I think overall a recession is good because it kind of gets everything back to normal levels. Like I do think there's like high inflation. Everything is super expensive right now. And interest rates are really high. Like basically everything is just like really unaffordable right now because I don't think it's matching like the rates that are in the economy right now in terms of basic goods and services, mortgage rates, rents, whatever. It's just not sustainable right now. So I think a recession is so needed to like bring everything back and make everything affordable. So even though the recession can feel like it's a scary thing, it's essentially like a reset. Exactly. And it needs to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, a reset.
Yeah, and the only way to get through it is by preparing yourselves now, which is why I think, or Steph and I think that it's a very important thing that we talk about and, you know, be prepared. So, okay, so going back to how we're preparing for it. For Rami and I personally, we're cutting back on everything right now because in a recession, if you want to get ahead, cash is king.
Yeah.
You essentially hold on to your cash, you save your coins because when everything is down, like the market is down because it's inevitable, like the housing market is eventually going to crash, their stock market is eventually going to crash. That's when you're essentially going to be ready with your cash and you buy everything because everything is essentially going to be like a sale, you can say.
Yeah, it's like everything, essentially, the economy is putting everything on sale.
Yes.
Houses, cars, the things that people have been like rushing to buy right now at top dollar, this is the time where you get it on the bottom dollar.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about cars, but I would say like for me, it's more about like stocks and then real estate, which is like what I'm or Robbie and I are going to be mostly focusing on. And like the only way to prepare is like, if you have a job, be thankful for your job and basically try to save as much money as you can, because the people who always get ahead in a recession are the ones who have a lot of cash at hand when everything actually crashes, because they buy everything super cheap. And then when the recession is over, eventually those assets like double or triple in their value. And that's how like they get ahead and they become rich.
Exactly. Like I remember in 2011, the economy was starting to come back. And sorry, guys, if you can hear that. I think my lawn guy's outside. But the economy was, we were still like coming out of the recession. The housing market had not fully recovered. And Jason and I had cash. Like we were so focused on, actually, I shouldn't say we, I can't take credit for this. So like my husband was the one that was really focused on saving money. And at the time I wasn't really paying attention. I didn't really get it, but I'm so grateful that he was paying attention. But essentially we purchased our very first home in 2011. We were so young, but like the rates were so low. We bought a house for like, I want to say $120,000+. Like it was so, and it was a beautiful home, like 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, 2-story. Like it was like something that would cost, I think that same house is literally selling for like $400,000-$500,000 today. But we got it at such a really good price because of where the economy was. But we were able to do it because we had been so focused on saving money to be ready when the time came. So for us as well, like Sarah said, real estate is where we're focused as well. Like we've been able to get ahead by trying to make sure that we are investing appropriately and building our real estate, our rental portfolio. Right now we have 2 rental properties and hope to build more, but right now it's just not the time to buy. Like we said, interest rates and housing prices, but like looking ahead, how we're preparing is making sure that if things do take a downturn, we're able to pounce like as soon as things start to look more favorable.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, definitely cash is what's going to get you there. And I wholeheartedly believe in that. I think, Steph, when you bought your home in 2011, I think Rami and I bought our first townhome in 2012. And I remember you saying like the rates were really low. It was something like unheard of, like a 2.5% interest rate or something. Yeah, which is like not realistic, like when you think about it, because like I think like I've been doing a lot of research on this and I've generally been like really excited about reading and researching about the recession, because I feel like this recession, like I'm going to be prepared. So I've been trying to do as much research as myself and reading up on it, etc. And people were saying like in the 90s, like a 7% interest rate was actually like very normal. And like like a lot of like the interest rates now have just been like artificially so low. But now when the Fed is increasing the rates, I think they're supposed to increase them again in December, which is when like the actual, I think that's when things are going to start going downhill. And it's not like the recession is going to be something that's going to be like one day you wake up and the stock market has crashed, or one day you wake up and like real estate it crashed. It's going to happen very slowly, and it's going to happen like realistically over the course of like a year to 2 years. So this is not something that's going to like happen overnight, and you're not going to become rich overnight or anything like that. Like it definitely is like a long-term game, which a lot of investing is, whether you're investing in stocks or real estate. I think that's also something that should be discussed, like what is the most realistic, because nothing happens overnight.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, for us, real estate, crypto, stocks, I mean, that's all of kind of like where we're at. But like you said, scaling back has been like a huge focus for us too, and really prioritizing where our money is going and making sure that we're not spending on things that we really don't need to be spending money on, because
yeah, like we're not spending money on like $10,000 Chanel handbags right now. Just letting you guys know, we like to talk about it and we own them, but I think it's also important to be financially savvy and not like, you know, go into your savings for a Chanel handbag. Like, we're not condoning that, you guys. Like, if you have your savings, put it into something that's actually tangible and that's actually going to make you money in the future.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, if you choose to shop, like, do you? Like, this is not financial advice. I feel like we should also preface that. A lot of Jason's, like, videos that he watches on YouTube, they always say this is not financial advice. So I feel like we should do a little, you know, CYA.
Yeah, we're gonna put a little disclaimer. This is what we're doing. This is what we think. These are our personal opinions. Please do not follow these to a T.
Yeah, totally. And another thing is like getting rid of any debt. So like high interest credit cards.
Some credit card companies are charging 22% interest rate on their credit cards right now. So if you have a really high interest credit card, definitely pay that off, because you don't want that to increase in rates as a recession comes, because that's not a good idea.
Yeah, like you want to eliminate as much debt as possible, because if you want to have cash available to invest, like you're going to have to prioritize your debt before you can invest.
Yep, that's a really good point, Steph. Minimize your debt, high interest debt.
Yeah, definitely. Minimize as much as you can. Another thing we are doing, or something we've always done though, is making sure that we have an emergency fund. So Jason has always been really adamant about having 6 months to a year of our salaries saved, just heaven forbid if something were to happen. And it actually has happened before. Like Jason's been laid off in the past, and you know, being able to continue to live our lives, modified some, obviously, like not eating out maybe quite as much, and you know, just modifying in certain areas. But having that savings makes a huge difference as well, because you don't feel quite as much pressure, especially like if the job market were to take a turn. What was the unemployment rate? What did you say it was?
3.5% right now. But I think like once the recession hits, because when the Fed increases their interest rates, a lot of, I think it's just going to slow down the economy, meaning like a lot of businesses might start laying people off because they don't have confidence in the economy doing so well. So I think like right now, a lot of people are not feeling it because the unemployment rate is still so low at 3.5%. But I do think like eventually in the next year or 2 years, the unemployment rate is going to rise.
Yeah, I mean, which is obviously not something that we want to
wish for.
Yeah, we don't wish that. But it's just important to really think long term and think ahead. Like things feel really good right now, but like if you're really paying attention and just like thinking long term, you have to think about the fact like, is this sustainable? Like, can we continue at this same rate?
Yeah. And God forbid, if you lose your job, you know, you of course should have something to fall back onto. And I agree with Steph, definitely have 6 months at least. I think a lot of financial experts advise 6 months to a year. Like you should have that in your savings.
You really never know when you're going to need it. You never know. Like anything could happen. And it may not even be a job loss. It might be an emergency surgery. It might be like just something comes up with your car. Like I think it's important to always have something put away so that you don't feel strapped. And like saying that is easy, like, but like I think if you're maybe struggling or living paycheck to paycheck, that might feel like something that's just not doable, but you have to do it in a way that works for you. So if that's just $10 per paycheck or 25, like start wherever you can start and then go from there.
I agree.
Okay, Sarah, so how do you feel knowing that like obviously there's a potential recession coming? Our job is to promote and sell products on social media, on our websites and via video. Like, how are you feeling?
I mean, truthfully, I think I am feeling a little uncertain of the future right now, only because I know that this is kind of like a looming thing that is inevitably coming in the next few years. So we need to, of course, like I said, like Rami and I personally have started to cut back on things that we don't need. And we're just trying to save all the money that we can and only spending on necessities at this point. And I did notice in the pandemic for my business personally, especially with a lot of brand deals, I think marketing budgets are one of the first to get cut from a lot of companies. And then that definitely like directly affects our influencer business. Also, I don't necessarily feel right about promoting a lot of products when, you know, the recession is happening. Like, I don't think I'm going to feel right doing it because I do personally believe that we have to be financially savvy and financially set above all else, rather than like, you know, buying a dress here or spending something, you know, just like traveling or whatever it might be, because I do think like personally that just is not what aligns with me and my lifestyle anymore. So I wouldn't feel comfortable like promoting it. I think like I would have to switch out my content to being like, okay, well, we're shopping our closets this month, ladies. Like, how are we going to do that?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel like we're going to have to modify in some ways, especially as the months and years come with what's going to happen in the economy or what could happen in the economy. We really don't know for sure until we actually experience it. But yeah, I think definitely making modifications. Secondhand shopping is so good for the environment anyway. So I think really finding ways to create looks and share things that are sustainable, but also don't break the bank, things that you probably already have around your house, thinking of ways to get through the holiday season without spending a ton of money. Like, I've like really had to talk to my kids about it too. Like my son, he's about to turn 13 and he has this like extensive birthday list and he's like, he wants all of these expensive sneakers and we're already going on a family vacation, mind you. And he was like, don't think that this is my gift. I still want all the things on my wish list. And I was like, buddy, like you gotta like, I'm like, snap, like snap out of it.
you're gonna earn those sneakers.
You gotta pay attention to what's going on. Cause he had this whole list of like who he's going to ask for what. And I'm like, you cannot just roll up to somebody and be like, can you please buy me these $400 sneakers? Like everybody.
I love that. I love it.
So it's like trying to really level expectations, but like, you know, things are going to be changing. And I think it's important to keep that in mind in like how we're shopping, how we're giving gifts. And I don't feel like it's going to be really much different this holiday season. I think, you know, it will probably still feel much of the same, but I would be really interested to see how we're feeling next holiday season.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Because right now everything seems pretty normal, but a lot of financial experts are now talking about this looming recession. So of course, nobody can predict the future. We can't either, but it's always better to be prepared than not. Especially in times like this, because if you are prepared in a recession, you can really get ahead.
Yeah, it's like it's the best time to like reset yourself, reset your finances, and reposition yourself in a way that could really transform your future.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, like the investment that we made in 2011, like catapulted everything that we're able to do now. Like we bought that house so cheap, sold it like 4 years later when the economy had completely turned around, made a beautiful profit. Like it was an unintentional flip. Like we did some modifications to the home. We painted it, redid a half bath, but it was already such a nice home. Like we made some modifications, but when we sold it, like we made a great profit. And then we used that money to, well, I guess the first thing we did, we bought a nice house in Houston. And then we ended up moving back to Dallas. So we sold it, but thankfully we didn't lose any money on that. We got everything out that we put in. And then we used that money to invest in our rental properties. And so now those rentals generate a monthly income for us. And, you know, that's income that we have in our pockets. And it's all because of an investment that we made over 10 years ago.
Yeah, you never know how your life can change. And I do think it's very important to do that because something very similar happened to Rami and I. Like, even for this recession, like, we recently sold an investment property that we've been holding since 2013, and we bought it literally like dirt cheap, and we were able to sell it for a 210% profit. So it was like insane. And like now we just have that money in the bank, and we're waiting for the recession. So like, you know, you never know. Like, and it's some, like, you just have to like be very smart about it. And of course, we're not going to be like giving you a financial class. Just don't think that that's what this podcast is right now. You definitely should do your own research, and like depending on your circumstances, like figure out what the best financial moves might be for you. That's all we're saying. Just be aware, sis.
Yeah, you got to know what's going on. You know, I see all of those reels where it's like, you know, the wife is out at Home Goods spending all the money or out at Target, and I'm just like, are we like, come on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's be a little bit more financially savvy, ladies. Like, we don't have to be the stereotype.
Yeah, like, know what's going on with your money. And I'm not saying, like, I know some people are probably just doing that to be funny, you know, but I think it's important to just know what the heck is going on. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I, you know, sometimes I slip up.
We buy a Chanel bag. We're definitely not perfect.
Sometimes I end up in Chanel and I buy things I shouldn't buy.
Like, we're discussing this because like it's very important to us right now, and I think like it can be very important for our future. So we're just trying to make you guys aware.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important.
And then do you want to talk a little bit about your personal investments, kind of like what you guys are going to be investing in or what you're planning on investing in stuff?
I guess I could. I mean, I feel like Jason does that so much better than I do, but, I think, okay. So high level, what we're investing in, Jason is really heavily focused on cryptocurrency. So, we have been watching that and have been for years. So we have some great profits that we've made there and just are continuously investing there. And then I will say, Jason, recently, I guess within the last couple of years, took control of his 401k. And rather than just like having, you know, like when you work for a company, they just like, you just kind of leave your money there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't really like do your own trading, but Jason like really got into it and was doing his own, like really took charge of his 401k basically, and was making his own investments, doing his own research. And like, he made more money in like a year than he did in having like his 401k for since he graduated college, you know?
Oh my so God. Wow.
It's really interesting. Like, so that's something I would say also, like, obviously you have to research. It's not something that I feel comfortable like fully diving into, because I'm just not like super savvy in trading and investing in the stock market like that. But I will say, like, if you look into it and do your research and you figure it out, it might be worth like taking more control over your own retirement fund, as opposed to just kind of like leaving it there. I remember when I was working, it was just kind of like something that was there, you know? But it was really cool to see how he was able to just do his own trades and whatnot and see like the huge financial gains that he made in doing so.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What about you?
So, okay, I know like for us, I want to invest in crypto, but I have no idea how to. So I think I'm going to have to talk to Jason about that. we definitely want to like include crypto and then also gold into our portfolio is what we're thinking, because gold essentially is a hedge against inflation, because it kind of like holds the power of your money from what I've been researching. So we are looking to invest into gold and then also, some crypto. I'm going to ask Jason how to do it, but then we're also continuing to invest in the stock market. Like, we have some dividend paying stocks that we really like that we invest in regularly. So we're just waiting for the stocks to go on sale so we can invest more aggressively. And then also, now Robbie and I are looking for a couple more investment properties in terms of just like real estate, so we can again like grow our passive income and like create that stream. Like, we already have a couple of properties, but we would like to add more. So that's what we're planning on doing. Personally.
Yeah, I like that. And I think for us too, like getting more real estate, we've even talked about, because, you know, with the business and the kids, we have to pay them anyway. Like whenever they do a campaign, we've talked about maybe using some of their earnings to buy them real estate as well. If there was a strong enough housing market turn, like using some of the money that they've earned from doing, you know, blog campaigns and maybe buying a couple rental properties.
Yeah, like just putting too. Down like a down payment for them or whatever. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking long term, you know, like real estate is really like one of those things that like everybody needs a place to live. And if the economy takes a shift, or, you know, things become unaffordable, or things are, you know, people just can't afford to buy homes or whatever, like someone's going to always need somewhere to live. So I think real estate is a great, great thing to invest in.
I agree. And like, of course, like for me, these are like sacrifices that I'm choosing to make at this point, because once Robbie and I would leave like this apartment that we're in right now, like I was thinking about getting a house and like renovating it and like making it super nice. And now I'm thinking like, I think I'm going to have to put all of that on hold until like we can ride out this recession, because I would rather save all my money and like invest it and have my money work for me rather than me continuously having to work for the money and like investing it into like a home renovation, because like it's really expensive and it's something that I would like to do. But yeah, I mean, it definitely requires like some kind of patience on my end now, because I think about it and I'm like, as much as I would love to do it and I have money in the bank and I could totally do it, I think it definitely is a more financially sound decision to just wait. So, you know, I think it's okay if you have to like sacrifice some things to get ahead sometimes as well.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I would love to a bigger home. I would love a new car. Yeah. I mean, like we are kind of like at capacity in our house right now, and we've remodeled and it looks great. And this will hopefully eventually become a rental property and we'll move on to a larger home. But if that doesn't happen, like we're in a really good spot right now in this house and we got it at a really good price. So I kind of feel like you're feeling, like I would love to do something different, but at the same time, it's just not the right time and I'd rather wait. And then like with the car, you know, I want a new car, but I've, you know, come to terms with the fact that is such a horrible investment. At least for me.
Cars are literally depreciating assets. They do not add any value to your life. Like, and it's so funny that I'm saying this, because I used to be so like gung-ho about like having a nice car or whatever. But like, when you read like statistically how many millionaires drive used cars that are like 8 to 10 years old, you'd be shocked.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, I'd rather
it's just priorities, you know, like a car is a car. Like it's fine. Like, I mean, you don't need to be impressing people with your car. Like, I hope we're not in that stage in our lives where we feel like we need to be like wearing certain things or doing certain things to like have people portray us in a different light.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I feel like if you can afford it, do it. But for me right now is like,
yeah, now is the time to build, you guys. This recession, if you can do it, now is the time to build. And I think everything needs to become secondary.
Yeah, it's all about how can you push yourself forward. And I'm glad we're having this conversation, honestly, because I feel like not enough people are having it. There's like
so much consumerism happening,
like buy, 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 buy. But like, what about invest, invest, invest? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I think that's definitely I totally agree with you, Steph. I think more people need to talk about it, and more people need to talk about it very candidly, which I don't think happens, especially in the industry that we're in, because I get it. Like our business is like so sales focused, but also as like human beings, like behind the camera or behind the screens in our private lives, like what is important to us. And I know for Steph and I, it's always been like it has to be a balance. Like, yes, this is our business, but like also we have to think about our futures and what we're doing. And of course, like if something is not like aligning in my life, like how can I promote it on the internet?
Right. Like I want to be as authentic as I can, you know, and
yeah, absolutely.
If I'm not buying a bunch of stuff, you know, I don't really do hauls because I usually forget to return the stuff and then it ends up either on my, you know, debit card.
It's on your credit card statement.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn it. I'm
collecting the 22% interest until it's paid off. No, we don't want to be doing that.
Yeah. So. Well,
well, you guys. Yeah. I hope that you guys are ready for this recession too, because we're definitely planning on getting ahead.
Yeah.
There's no shame in doing like no spend months too. Like, I think I want to like promote that now.
Yeah. No spend.
Yeah. We're saving. Saving unless months.
Unless you're like buying groceries. And again, this is not financial advice. Do what feels good for you. We're just kind of talking about like what's going through our minds right now.
Yeah. Agreed. I hope you guys found this episode helpful and useful and insightful. Please let us know what you guys think. Please rate and review. Like I said, it's like a tiny little button right on the Sunday's pod. Like if you're listening to it on Spotify or whatever, it's like a little button right under our logo that has a star thing. If you could just tap it and rate our podcast, it would truly mean the world to us. It would help us scale our business. Like it would just help considerably. So if you haven't reviewed and you're still listening to this right now, please review. It only takes a second.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
We'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Yes. Talk to you next Sunday.